Assurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have you with us. Let's go to Frank. We're going to give you the last word this hour. Got about 45 seconds. What's up, man?
Who knew we'd have a fascist country right on our borders north of us? The New World Order, they didn't get the sheeple, at least 50% of us, to buy into the jab and the stab. You can kill newborns, but you can chemically rape us. Kevin, I missed something. I was talking to my shrink for an hour. Tell me why you think we're going to have World War. They're going to start World War III because they didn't get what they wanted with the lies. Remember what Dennis Prager said, Kevin. All our institutions are corrupt.
Thank you,
buddy.
There you go. And he did it in 42 seconds. Not bad. Not bad. Stay with us. Chuck Muth knows how to work in short spaces. He's the president of Citizen Outreach, and he creates Muth's Truths. This is going to get interesting. Because we're going to talk about the Sisolak state of the state and the political landscape right now that's facing him. Maybe a one-term governor. We'll find out. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Why is the governor coercing us? Why are there vaccine mandates? Why are we still under a so-called emergency? Why? Because those in office have turned government of the people, by the people, and for the people on its head. It is high time for we the people to stop this travesty and set things straight, not just for ourselves, but also for our children and grandchildren. I am a military veteran who served proudly in the 1980s, forcing the Berlin Wall to tumble down, signifying socialism's defeat. Now it is time to rise up and defeat the self-proclaimed Nevada Democrat Socialists who are ruining our great state. On the team who beat them once, I assure you, together, we will beat them again this year. I am Tony Grady, candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Elect me to be your voice. Together, let's shout from the mountaintop. We're mad and we're not going to take it anymore. Please visit TonyGradyForNevada.com and join our team. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from TownHall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Ukrainian officials say economic destabilization is a pillar of the hybrid war Russia is waging. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The threat of war is shredding Ukraine's economy, and many Ukrainians and foreign residents alike are asking why they're the ones suffering instead of Russia. Like businessman Stuart McKenzie in Kiev, who says many people he knows will stay put for now.
Are you meant to run just because, you know, he's at the border?
The pressure from Russian troops has closed international offices, cancelled many flights, and caused hundreds of millions of dollars in investment to dry up within weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Republicans are on a diplomatic trip to Israel.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and a group of more than two dozen House Republicans are in Israel this week to reaffirm the special relationship between the United States and the only democracy in the Middle East. They met with all of Israel's top leaders, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, Minister of Foreign Affairs Yair Lapid, head of the opposition Benjamin Netanyahu, and Speaker of the Knesset Mickey Levy. The congressional delegation is largely made up of newly elected House Republicans who seek to better understand the unique geopolitical and national security challenges in the region and who want to ensure the U.S.-Israeli relationship remains strong. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The two prosecutors in charge of the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump suddenly resigned on Wednesday, throwing the future of the probe into question. A spokesperson for District Attorney Alvin Bragg confirmed the resignations of Kerry Dunn and Mark Pomerantz, both of whom started with the probe under the former District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. Yet another down day on Wall Street, with the Dow dropping 464 points, the Nasdaq lower by 344, and the S&P 500 declining 79. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped at gorgeous.
Oh, please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 204. This
is your KMCQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas.
Well, as you know, the Freedom Convoy, those truckers, are leaving Victorville, California, that area today, heading eastward into Arizona, and eventually ending up in Washington, D.C. by March 5th. Well, now a request by the U.S. Capitol Police and D.C. officials. They're asking for help from the National Guard. Well, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, has approved those requests for the District of Columbia National Guard, the assist in traffic control during those First Amendment demonstrations expected in the Washington area. Around 700 National Guard troops and about 400 from D.C., 300 from outside the district will be available to provide support at designated traffic posts. For the first time in months, Clark County has dropped out of the CDC's high rate of transmission for COVID-19. The county's seven-day test positivity rate dipped to 7.9%. That's enough to move Clark County into the substantial transmission range. Clark County's 14-day test positivity rate dropped by more than 2 points to 12% right now in Clark County.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Looks like you're averaging about 50 miles per hour right now through the resort area of Interstate 15, north at Desert Inn, south at Flamingo. Overnight road work on 15 south at Tropical Parkway. That closes at 7. And delays on the 515 both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, well, in case you missed it, let's do it again here because the maestro put in the wrong, you know, it's live radio. Well, in case you just missed it, I didn't have a chance to tell you about the clogged drain that's on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. It's still very slow as you try to work your way through that area as well. So do keep that one in mind as we will give you another update in about 25 minutes or so. We'll let you know what's happening. And right now, we're going to hand off, much like they do in good football situations, to Live and Local and Kevin Wall.
Gather round! I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, Live and Local. Good to have you with us. We're sprinting to the finish line today, and we got an all-star cast beginning with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. Also, Dr. Fred Simon, candidate for governor, will join us at 2:30, a very full hour. We're going to get to all of it. We're going to talk about the state of the state from the governor's perspective. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up over the next hour. Chuck Muth, I'm not sure how much of the state of the state you had a chance to watch. I watched just a little bit of it. Not very impressive.
You know, Kevin, the sacrifices that I make for you. your producer texted me this morning and asked if I was going to watch it so that you could ask me about it. And I said, well, I wasn't planning to. But, you know, for Kevin Wall, I'll give up a half hour and waste that in my life just to watch this thing. So, yeah, I did watch it.
God bless you. God bless you, my friend. Okay, so you watched it. What'd you think of it?
Well, it's like Melissa Blundo, one of my candidates running for assembly out in Knight County, put it. The grass turf of the stadium was the biggest beneficiary because this guy spread so much manure while in that 30-minute speech. That's going to be the greenest grass in the country by the time he was done.
Well, no, but am I right? And I didn't get a chance because I was on the air at the time, but I watched little parts of it, that he essentially did a kind of a cash giveaway thing where we're going to give this organization this kind of money. We're going to give some money over here. We're going to, you know, authorize money over there. It seemed like it was a liberal wish list of stuff that they were going to fund.
And it's all OPM, other people's money. It's real easy to spend other people's money. And look, I think a lot of folks have forgotten, Kevin, that the only reason that he has this money to give out now is because of the blue state bailout. I mean, the federal government bailed out Sisolak because if it hadn't been for that federal money, we'd have been in a world of hurt. And it's the only thing that kept the state going was the bailout. And so he didn't do anything except spend money that wasn't his. It's typical of a Democrat's Anyway, but I'll tell you the one thing, of all the things that he said, and let me say, it was just filled with whoppers, but the biggest one was he said, and I quote, "During the pandemic, we did everything we could to keep small businesses open." That's not rewriting history. That's denying history. He's the guy who shut down all of those businesses with the Sysolak shutdown. He took credit. He said that we added 94,000 jobs last year. But he neglected to mention that he lost 300,000 jobs when he shut the state down. You know, I mean, if people fall for this and they reelect him, then, you know, shame on the voters of Nevada for falling for this.
I'm just curious, though. I mean, this is the same thing that Gavin Newsom did when they did the recall on him. He started giving away money, We're gonna give money to cops. We're gonna give money to fire department, first responders, doctors, nurses. We're gonna do all this stuff, and all it was a cash giveaway, essentially, that they just doled out a whole bunch of money, and he won the recall vote. Is that what's going on here? That it's just a giveaway?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, that was not a State of the State address. That was a campaign reelection speech. No question about it. I remember there was twice, not once, twice, maybe three times, he said, "No new taxes, no new taxes." Of course, he won't put his name to that. He won't put that in writing by signing the Taxpayer Protection Pledge. But he also said, you know, I'm going to put more money in for law enforcement next year, which is great. I mean, that's one of the few legitimate roles of government that we should be properly funding. But here's the question. Republicans get asked this all the time, but I doubt that anyone will ask the governor this. If you're not going to raise taxes, but you're going to put millions of dollars into increasing the pay for law enforcement officers, what are you going to cut in your budget to pay for it? How are you going to pay for it? And I think, you know, if we had a critical media in this state, which we don't, they would be asking that question after the speech. But, you know, I'm sure he's going to get a pass on that.
Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. I know in your most recent Muth Truths, you go through, you've updated your odds for winning the governorship, and you're saying that Joe Lombardo is a huge favorite. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's between his campaign and the Political Action Committee, the PAC that was set up to support him. Yeah, they raised over $5 million
wow,
last year, and no other campaigns even come close to that. A couple of candidates, Guy Nora and John Lee, put $1 million of their own money in. And you can ask Fred when he comes on. I heard you got Fred Simon coming on. I think I saw a press release yesterday saying that he put another $1 million of his own money into the campaign, or he got the money from somewhere. But that still pales by comparison to what Joe Lombardo has raised. And I think that although a lot of conservatives have a lot of reservations about Joe Lombardo, what I think Republican primary voters going into the booth in June are going to be looking at is what candidate has the best chance to beat Sisolak in November, because we absolutely have got to get that guy out of Carson City. And at this point in time, Joe Lombardo looks like the candidate most likely to beat Sisolak in November. You're going to have to be able to raise a massive amount of money to match what Sisolak has raised, and Joe Lombardo's shown that he's able to do that more so than the other candidates.
Take us behind the scenes. How has he done this? How has he raised this kind of money? How do you get a PAC to start raising millions of dollars, not hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars for a primary?
Yeah, the PAC is run by former Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison, who obviously has a lot of connections to the donor community, you know, and big major donors from his time in office. And I suspect that Mr. Hutchison will probably, we haven't heard the end of him, I suspect that he'll probably look to run for office down the road again. So a lot of folks say, you know what, I want to support him. I want to support what he's doing. Sheriff Lombardo, as sheriff of Clark County, which we know is two-thirds of the population in this state, he's been on, he's run, I believe, twice. I don't think he's term limited out, but I think he's run twice for sheriff. So he's got a lot of connections to a lot of major donors who have given to him in the past. And there really is a lot of pent-up demand from business owners who suffered under the Sisolak shutdown, lost millions of dollars themselves, who are willing to invest in a candidate that they believe has the best chance to unseat Sisolak in November. And so I think that's why a lot of this money, so much money, has gravitated to Joe Lombardo. He seems to be the candidate that the money people believe has the best chance to win.
Has he been hurt at all by the fact that he hasn't shown up at any of the three debates?
I don't think so. From the beginning, he has said he will debate, but not until after the close of filing, which I think is a prudent and reasonable decision to make, because you and I both know, Kevin, we've been doing this for a long time. There are a lot of candidates who make big splashy announcements that they're running for this seat or that seat, and then when filing comes, they opt not to pull the trigger. So I think it's reasonable for the sheriff to say, I'm going to wait until after the close of filing. Let's see who the candidates are who actually put their name on the ballot, and then we'll have that discussion.
Does history tell you then that there will be people that will drop out that will say, I'm so far behind, I can't make it up?
If the ones who have absolutely no chance, they should probably see the writing on the wall and know that it's just a bottomless pit if they're going to put their own money into the race and opt not to file. Some of them are just plain gadflies who they just want their name out there, and they're just going to pay the filing fee, the $100 or $300, whatever it is, just so that their name is on the ballot. It's more of an ego thing than anything else, and they're not investing a whole lot of money. It's the candidates who are thinking about or have already put a lot of money into their campaign. They see that they're not getting any traction, and they just, discretion being the better part of valor, says, you know what, I think I might just not go forward with this after all.
I know you and I have talked about it over the months, that there are people in some of these races that would be better suited running for another assembly seat or a state senate seat instead of a statewide office. Can you talk a little bit about will there be people that actually say, okay, I'm going to get out of this race, but I'm going to go to that race?
There should be. Whether or not they will or not is a different question. I'm having a Biden moment, Kevin. Somebody just did that, not here in Nevada, but someone pulled out of one race and jumped into another race. Oh, no, I mean, it was here in Nevada, but it was a Democrat. Who was a candidate? Was running, I think, for lieutenant governor and switched to secretary of state, or maybe it was the other way around. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not unheard of. Some candidates do come to that conclusion, but a lot of times it's a lot of behind the scenes, behind closed doors maneuvering by party leaders. Unfortunately for Republicans in Nevada, they don't have any real strong party leaders who can go to a candidate and say, look, you can't run for secretary of state. We want you to run for treasurer. And if you agree to do that, then we'll help you and we'll support your campaign. But if you stay on the course that you're on, we're going to oppose you. If Republicans had someone strong like that, the way the Democrats did for so many years with Harry Reid, we wouldn't have so many of these wide-open primaries. But at this point in time, here in Nevada, with the Republicans, no such person exists.
Will we have more gubernatorial debates? I hope we do. Three is just not enough when you have a field of nine candidates. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI hearing aids from Starkey. I mean, this is cutting-edge technology. The engineers at Starkey are nothing short of incredible. I just love these folks. They wanted to make better hearing effortless, and take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million adjustments every hour.
That's 55 million adjustments. And you don't have to do a thing. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. One more time slowly, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us on this hump day, this Wednesday. And, of course, Wednesday always means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. And you've got more boot camps coming up?
Yes, there's one coming up next weekend, March the 5th. But only your listeners in the New York City area are going to be able to make it to that one, probably. It's going to be in Norwalk, Connecticut.
Wow.
Connecticut State Representative Kimberly Fiorello has arranged for me to come in. The Republican women are hosting it and sponsoring it, so I will be I'll be there next week.
Wow. So you're going outside the 702 area code.
Yeah, I'd love to go up to Northern Nevada and do one up there, but it just seems that nobody up there is organized enough to find a venue and make sure they put the cheeks in seats. But I'm willing to travel. We need to get more conservatives trained on how to win elections, because over the years, and Kevin, you and I have talked about this plenty of times, it's not the best candidate who necessarily wins, it's the best campaign. And unfortunately, too many candidates don't know that what they're doing is running a marketing campaign, not a political campaign. I want to go out on the road. I want to take this this training anywhere that I can. Just need to find a good host that's willing to find a venue and put cheeks in seats.
I want to go back to the governor's race because this is so fascinating to have nine candidates. Some of them will not be around at the end. But I'm curious, of the front runners, can you size up the top two, the top three candidates and what it's going to come down to? And by the way, do you have a feel for what it's going to take to win the nomination?
Well, as I wrote a couple days ago about this race, there's 9 or 10 candidates in there right now. And if you remember the 2016 Republican primary for president that Donald Trump won,